Hey, what is up, my dudes? You can find us every Monday and Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. For the full experience, remember to check us out on YouTube at TFF Dudes. And as always, don't be rude, share the dudes.
Informed, outspoken, wild, fearless. This is the Fantasy Football Dudes Podcast.
What is up, my dudes? This is Trent with the Fantasy Football Dudes Podcast. I am joined by Jordan, Seth, and Phil. It is week 11. We have some news and notes. Week 11 sleepers, Thursday night preview, a video from TFF Dad, the Fantasy Football Dad, and all our week 11 matchups. We are going to go through those from the highest point total to the lowest point total, but we're going to sandwich it on the ends with Thursday night football and Monday night football, of course. We finally have a good Monday night football game this week, so I can't wait to dive into that one. But before we start this thing off, no more Deshaun Watson this year. This is looking like the worst trade ever. Jordan, I know you're – Seth, you had Deshaun Watson as a dud of the year, so this is a win for you. But what are you guys thinking about
Default, I guess.
By default, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean
– take the dub.
We've been talking about how bad Deshaun Watson is for a while now. So
The only reason he was fantasy relevant was because his rushing. That's it.
Yeah. He doesn't run anymore.
He ran a little bit on Sunday. He had a decent amount of running, but honestly, props to the guy for playing the game with a broken shoulder on his, was it his throwing arm?
I think a broken bone in his throwing arm. Correct.
Yeah. So I don't know. And an ankle injury. So, and we're going to have a weird matchup this week with that because we got Browns and Ravens, I believe playing Browns and Steelers, which might be the two most boring 6-3 teams ever of all time. It'll be interesting to see how the Browns finish this season off with all the injury riddled season they've had. But you guys want to just jump into this right here real quick, or you want to take a quick Phil? Let's, the Fantasy Dad sent in a video. I'm just going to play it for you real quick.
Play the video.
You guys can get it. And then we'll go right into our week 11 matchup. So here it is. I think now is as good a time as any.
What's up, my dudes? I wanted to address Phil here. I just learned on Monday's show that you changed your team allegiance to impress your father-in-law. That's a no-go, my friend. You don't see me trading in my Lions hat because my wife, the Patriot fan, tells me it's time to trade it in. It's one pride around here. That's just the way it is. She doesn't tell me what to... Yes. Go Patriots.
is that kind of what it looked like, Phil? Was it similar to that, or was it more aggressive than that, or was it less aggressive? Like, or were you just right away like, hey, I'll switch teams?
It was less cool than Brock Purdy earning his father-in-law's love by driving a harvester combine. Like, it was basically like I had to do like it was way less cool than that, is what I'll say. It was basically like, I'm interested in your daughter. I want to marry your daughter. I'm willing to switch teams if that is something that I need to do. And lo and behold, four children later, it worked out. But I think it was more of like just a conversation piece. And I was really like keeping track of them right around the time they got good. But yeah, I mean, Fantasy Dad, he doesn't miss. Like that one, that was a good, that could have been a sketch almost on SNL. Like that was a good, little sketch here. We got to give a clap it up for that one for sure.
Yeah, I know. No, I agree. And I don't know what else to say about that. But yeah, it was kind of awkward. I don't know if he was really, I don't know if that was acting or if that was real. It looked pretty real.
The problem is like we all make concessions. Like Trent never wore jeans before he met his wife. Like I only see him in jeans now. Like he literally only wore cargo shorts.
That is
jeans
actually,
guy. Thank you,
that's
Seth.
That's a crazy point. That's actually crazy because now it'll be like 105 and Trent's complaining about how hot is it and he's wearing like tight jeans. And I'm like, dude. I'm like, you're wild.
Thank you, Seth. And thankfully we got Manscaped because the guy's like, and this is a great promo for Manscaped. It's 110. The dude's wearing jeans, but he's feeling good because he has the Manscaped underwear. Trent, give me an ad read. That Manscaped underwear is great.
Yeah, promo code DUDES 20% off your whole entire order. Today's episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Go check those boxers out, guys. They're really nice. They're really good in 105 degree weather,
While wearing jeans.
rhinestone cowboy right here, you know, and might need some manscape for this mustache I got going on here too. Might want to go check that out on the YouTube if you're into mustaches. I don't know. Not sure what our listeners think about that. But yeah, I had a great manscape promo on the waiver pod. And I was going to save it because I know you guys probably didn't listen to it, but I basically said things need to change for Trevor Lawrence here, and maybe it should start with a Manscaped razor to his head. So I don't know. He's got to do something a little different.
I listened to it I'm glad I listened to it because I love when Trent plugged it, that Jordan was definitely not going to listen to it. That was probably like the funniest part of the whole thing is when I catch that, he's like, you know, I'm going to say this because Jordan's definitely not going to hear this, but I had to say it just to throw Trent back under the bus. So glad I did.
What do you say about me?
You're going to have to go back and listen, Seth, or Jordan. You're going to have to go listen. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no, zero chance I'm listening. Okay, I'll give you the like, though. I will view it and like it, but I'm not listening.
That's fine. That's fine.
Hey, would you call him a common or would you call him a simpleton? No, what was the thing?
No, a casual sports fan.
Casual. A simp. No. Casual simp.
You guys all should listen to it.
Simp
though.
Fan.
It does a good job.
Simp fan.
You guys should listen to it. Yeah, you should listen to it. I mean, here at the end of the day, like, I talk to the guy more than enough. I don't need to hear his voice anymore or see the jeans that he's wearing every single day. So we could probably move on here and jump into game one here. Trent is right. We have Thursday night football. Bengals are 5-4. Ravens are 7-3. The current total right now is 46. This might be this line. I don't know if it's right. Maybe it's right because, yes, it is right. The Baltimore is currently favored by 4. No starts or sits in this game, but this could be a good one. Let's dive into this one.
All right. After we dive into this, let's get into sleepers, Phil. I know it's a new segment, so we still got to get that one in there. But
you know what? Do you want to do it again? You want to do?
No, is this going to be the best Thursday night football game of all time? Maybe. I don't know. Maybe Lamar Jackson can bring it. We'll see. I know the Bengals are a little beat up right now. T. Higgins isn't playing, which will lead to my sleeper later. Start your Mark Andrews. I actually kind of like Odell Beckham maybe in this game. He's on a 2-game touchdown streak, I think. We'll see if he can keep it going to 3. Is a deep, deep play. Maybe Mixon has a good game. What are your notes here you got here on this Thursday night game, Jordan?
I just think it's a really good spot for Baltimore offense here. Zay Flowers has been pretty bad lately. I think it could be a decent bounce back spot for him. This is a Cincinnati defense just got carved by CJ Stroud. I know CJ Stroud's playing awesome, but I mean, it's still like Lamar's capable of kind of having a good game here. And so like Andrews, Flowers, and then on the Cincinnati side, like I like Chase, Burrow. It's a tough matchup for Mixon. And then Trenton Irwin. Like Trenton Irwin's a deep flex play, I think, with T. Higgins out.
Yeah. That's exactly what I got there. And hopefully we keep the Mark Andrews string on. What I'm kind of wondering here is Keaton Mitchell, if he comes back and has another good game here. Looks like Jordan had to leave. He's got some chicken here on his George Foreman grill. So he doesn't have a barbecue, but hey, it's okay. Like I used to have,
he was George limping Foreman around here. Earlier.
Hey, I don't know how George you burn Foreman chicken in the microwave, but it happened. So,
yeah, it's one of those chicken medium rare kind of guys. I'm not sure if that's completely great for you, but yeah,
it's one of those hefty meals. What are they called?
Hefty, the hearty, the hungry man,
hungry man meals. That's hungry man. Called.
Jordan's back.
Trent, Jordan, you're not allowed. You're not allowed to make fun of me when you're the one who told me how great an air fryer is.
I love air fryer. Roasted.
You weren't making fun of the air fryer. Like,
he said, it wasn't a George Foreman. I have the air fryer going.
Yeah, air fryers are way better. Hey, George Foreman, though, from like the age of like 17 through like 21, that was my go-to for
I'm pretty sure I've had many hamburgers off Trent's George Foreman.
Yeah, no, they're pretty good. Phil, do you not have a George Foreman? You never had one?
No, I had one when I was
Phil
a kid.
Has an easy bake oven. He loves those.
It's true. It's true. Seth couldn't figure out how to use it, though, the last time he was here.
Jordan, what do you think of Keaton Mitchell? You think the streak ends? You know, he's probably the most explosive guy right now.
He's not playing enough is the problem. Like, he's only playing like 20% snaps. So I think he's extremely talented. He was really good at ECU in college. So, like, I like him a lot. I wish he would play more. Like, I looked at his snaps, like, thinking he'd play a lot, but basically had the one big run, and that was it.
He had like two big runs last week. The week before, he had one big run. But yeah, he's making the most out of his opportunities.
I did see that they said Harbaugh today on set on record that they're going to try to get him the ball more. So he is definitely going to go up in touches when he's in. At least, like, maybe the snap percentage won't go up, but like, it's possible he's like the official number two back now.
Yeah, well, he kind of was. He played 13 snaps. Justice Hill played 14, and Gus Edwards played 28. So, like, he's getting doubled up by Gus Edwards. So, I don't know. And Gus Edwards is going to be the goal line back, too. So, he has to bust off a long touchdown run. I don't know if you can play him in season long. I don't know. I guess you could. I think it's very deep, deep, deep sleeper.
It's not going to be fun to play him on a Thursday night football game if he doesn't play. Like, I hate starting out, you know, with a guy who does not play on Thursday night. Like, if a guy gets less than 5 points on Thursday night football, I'm like really mad. Like, cause I just think, like, man, there had to have been someone better on waivers. And even if the guy only scores 3 points on Sunday, at least, you know, I don't feel like I'm dead in the water on Thursday night, you know, already ruining my weekend. Phil, do you agree with that statement?
Yeah. Ruined weekends are never a good thing, especially with a low score on a Thursday night football game. I actually wanted to ask Jordan what seasoning he has on his chicken. Please tell me it's just not raw chicken that you threw in the air fryer.
I went to Taco Bell last night and I grabbed a bunch of sauces, and I didn't use them because I forgot I had a leftover sauce from the taco truck. So I tried something today and I smothered the chicken in the what's the purple sauce from Taco Bell?
Mild.
The Diablo? I don't know. No, like the hot sauce from Taco Bell. I don't know. I was just trying something different.
Hey, dude, bone apple tea. That sounds,
we'll see how it tastes. I don't know. Just trying something different here.
There we go. I'm excited to see this. I think we need a photo of this the end result. But you want to talk about sleepers? Jordan's probably gonna have to go flip his chicken here in a second. Let's dive into sleepers real quick.
Let's get into sleepers, Phil. And this is another part you always forget here, but I have a sleeper video now and everyone really likes it.
The Dude Sleepers of the Week, presented by Sleeper.
Just make you so sleepy. I'm sure it does.
That audio creeps me out as much as your mustache. I'm going to go backwards this week. I want to go Seth, Jordan, and then Trent. Does that work?
That works.
Yep.
All right, let's do it.
Fine with me. So my sleeper of the week is Trey McBride. So Trey McBride, over the last 3 weeks, has seen his snap percentage come up. He's at least played. He was kind of more in the 50s, week 6 and 7, and then weeks 8 through 10, he was in the 70 plus. And then he has been in the 80s, which is really good. The last three games, this is how many targets he's had, and this is Kyler Murray's just last game. But this is 30 targets. Okay, 30 targets. 21 catches for like 240 yards and a touchdown. So like, he's getting the use there. He's talented. Jordan was saying when he got drafted last year, like, this guy's going to be good. They're going to throw him the ball. Zach Ertz is hurt, so he's not playing. I just think he's going to keep getting used in this offense. Like, and especially last week, he came off an explosive game, 9 targets, 8 catches, 131 yards, just had a career game. I think we can expect something like a little bit like in that trend area. And with tight end being so bad, you think this guy maybe is available. Maybe not after this week, because maybe people picked him up in the waiver wire with some tight end injuries and buys. But I think if you can play this guy this week, like even in a flex spot, like I think I'm doing that in one of my leagues and I'm pretty excited about it. So that's my sleeper of the week, Trey McBride.
I like it. Jordan, over to you.
Yeah, I got Justin Watson as my sleeper this week. We'll get to this game at the end of the pod, but it's an excellent matchup for Chiefs wide receivers here. Philadelphia is the best matchup for opposing wide receivers. And Mahomes coming off a bye, he struggled recently. I think that's going to change this week in a good matchup off the bye. Andy Reid's usually pretty good in those situations. Watson played second most snaps at wide receiver in week 9 at 63% snaps. And I feel like Mahomes likes him. He's kind of like that pseudo deep threat for them this year. And Mahomes likes him. I feel like he's always throwing him the ball when he's in. So I think he can break off a long touchdown this week. I think he can be a top 35 wide receiver this week. And to be honest, I didn't even see him in the rankings I was looking at. So I like Watson this week. One of the Kansas City wide receivers is going to get there. I think it can be Watson.
Trent.
All right. My sleeper of the week. I'll keep it short and sweet. I got Trent Irwin. No relation to Steve Irwin. Was second in targets last week and receptions. He had 8 catches for 60 yards. Tyler Boyd only had 6 catches for 39 yards. With T. Higgins out, I absolutely like Trent Irwin this week. And it's going to take all hands on deck to beat the Ravens this week, like I said in the waiver pod. So go. I think you can play Trent Irwin, you know, in deep leagues. And even, you know, if you got nothing to lose, plug that guy in and play him and see what happens. But I think that kind of is our sleepers, though.
Just so we don't get in trouble, Tyler Boyd had 117 yards and 12 targets. Yeah. Let me just make sure you get that right. But Trent, I still think it's a good sleeper, Trent.
So do I.
I don't know why my notes here say he was ahead of Tyler Boyd. So maybe the source I'm reading was not good. So I'm going to blame The Athletic on that one.
Trent, okay, I'll send you a website that can give you more reliable information.
You don't like The Athletic? I love The Athletic.
Well, you're relying on someone else's information.
Give me your. Oh, no, that's just a preview of the game is what I saw. So sorry about that. Oh,
okay, got you.
It's not like Trent, I just went on stats thing. That was just what a guy wrote. So I'm sure he got blasted in the comments just like I will.
Yeah, you will.
The back pages of Craigslist there.
Trent, make sure not to post that clip of you on TikTok. We might get our favorite viewer might love
that. Honestly, when you post false stats on TikTok and Instagram and stuff like that, it goes off, you know, because people like feel like they have they have to correct you. It's very clickbaity. But yeah, I probably won't do that. My CJ Stroud is not MVP of the Houston Texans. Went crazy on Instagram this week. Go check that out at TFF Dude. Give some love to Lovie Smith, Phil's favorite coach, and Davis Mills. So you won't want to miss that out. But Phil, what do we got next here?
Hold on, Trent, we need winners. Who's going to win? Winners. I got Cincy.
I'm going to go Ravens at home, but I can't see Burrow losing 2 in a row though. And who do you have the count from last week, Jordan? Actually,
I will. I'm getting there.
I'm going Bengals.
Okay. I'm going nasty. Cincinnati, baby. Let's go.
Ravens bird gang.
People in Ohio say that.
Okay. Right. Last week, Seth and I tied for last at 8-6. And then Phil was 10-4 and Trent was the winner at 11-3. That brings our totals to Phil in last place with 1, Seth with 2, Trent with 3, and I have 4.
All righty.
Comeback trail.
Coming back. I think you're talking about me, Phil. What do we have next on the list, though, Phil?
All right, moving on here. We have the 2-8 Cardinals versus the 5-4 Texans. Current total right now is 47.5. Houston is currently favored by 4. We have 2 starts in this game. Trent, let's go with you, and then we'll kick it over to Seth.
All right. I have Marquise Brown as my start of the week here. The Texans have allowed 21 receptions of 20-plus yards, 5th most in the league, and I think Kyler Murray's getting better every single week, so fire up Marquise Hollywood Brown. I think this is a really good spot for him here. I'm more excited about this game than any of them, you know, hence it's the number one total on the game we have. So, I really like Marquise Brown in this spot. And it's kind of like, you know, the Cardinals Texans are kind of like brother, like sister teams or something. Like all the old Texans players always go to the Cardinals, but I know Hopkins and Watt are gone, but just a little side note there. It seems like ownership's kind of friends, you know, maybe there's some friendly bets there. What else do we got in this game though?
Yeah, so I'll go to my start in Devin Singletary. It's very possible that Pierce comes back, but he didn't practice today. He hasn't practiced in like the last 2 weeks from an injury, so he's definitely not coming back. I think he's trending towards not playing, so I think Singletary's fine. Singletary, I believe, played a majority of the snaps. He played 81%, so yes, he played most of the snaps. He did not see much in the receiving game, but he did have 30 carries last week, and that game was a shootout, okay? So even though he had 30 carries in a shootout game where both teams were passing the ball a lot, he still got there with 150 yards and a touchdown. So I think this week with the high total, even if he doesn't get there necessarily on the yard side, I think he is going to score a rushing touchdown. Cardinals defense is not good, which is why we see that total. But I think he can break off some big runs, have a decent yardage. And I think he's almost guaranteed a touchdown in this game. That's what I'm hoping for. So yeah, he's my start of the week. I think he has a potential to be a top five running back.
Playing James Conner in this one too, on the other James side Connor's of the ball. James
Conner's a good one too, yeah.
What do you got on this, Jordan?
I like this game for fantasy just in general. I think it's one of the higher totals on the board. I like the Stroud receivers again. I don't know if Nico Collins is back this week or not, but I am curious to see what it looks like when all four guys are in. When Woods, Collins, Brown, and Dell are all in, I don't know what that's going to look like. I saw Noah Brown didn't practice today, so just kind of see what's there and who's there. But I like the Stroud and the Texans receivers. And then I think Kyler and Marquise Brown, Trey McBride, like all guys you guys mentioned, I love the spot for them. I think this is a lot of pieces on both sides. So a game I'll probably have a lot of in DFS as well, just because I think there could be this could be a shootout. The Texans seem to be in shootouts, so I like this game quite a bit.
Guys, just a dynasty question here. I saw this on Twitter the other day. What are you like Mechie? Seth has Mechie on a dynasty team. Are you like, you could probably acquire him for pretty cheap right now as one of, you know, young Texans pass catcher. He's in his second year, a rookie according to Jordan. But I think it's a good idea to throw some third round picks, you know, your late picks for Mechie with how good CJ Stroud is. I think it's worth, you know, trying to acquire Mechie in dynasty formats, not redraft.
Do you worry though that like, why is he on the field right now?
I think just because the guy had cancer last year and didn't play, I still think he's like getting the feeling all for it back. Like he's still
he's a rookie.
Yeah, the guy had cancer. He didn't do anything last year. He wasn't backing up Alex Smith.
My point. It's like a rookie. You know, Trent was about to say that he's like a rookie.
No, I'm saying that he didn't even. The guy was fighting for his life a year ago. Like,
no, okay. In all seriousness,
he should be comeback player of the year.
No, I agree. I just no. In all seriousness, I don't. I just worry. Like, what's his future there? Like, if Nico Collins is not that old of a guy, Tank Dell's a rookie, an actual rookie. Noah Brown's a young guy. Robert Woods would be what, the old guy there?
Yeah.
So like the old guy. What's the role? Like I don't know. Noah Brown's been really good. And maybe he eventually overtakes Noah Brown, right? That would be, but Nico Collins and Tank Dell aren't going anywhere. They're building block pieces with Stroud. So like I just don't know. Plus you have Schultz who's kind of on the younger side too. So like a ton of young receiving weapons there. And yes, I think there's value if you believe in his talent. I just don't know, like, the guy tore his ACL in his last year at Alabama, right? Plus the cancer, like, we haven't really seen him on the field a ton. So, I don't know. I guess my question is, I don't really know just because of who's in front of him, too.
Yeah. I think, like, in this offense, like, I think he has the potential to be, like, a Tyler Boyd, like how we see in Cincinnati. Like, I think, like, that's at best what we can hope for within like the next few years. It's possible as the team moves around and stuff, he becomes, I don't know, the guy. Like obviously we saw what he did in college. Like he has the potential to be really good, but also we saw what Jerry Jeudy did in college and we saw what he's doing now. It's like, I'm not saying he's going to be a complete bust, but like also it's like, are you happy if you have Jerry Jeudy on your team? No, you know? And I mean, if you're in a redraft, Mechie's not even on your roster. So
Nico Collins is 24, Trent. Noah Brown is 27,
I think.
27. Yeah. And Mechie, so Mechie's probably what, 23 or something like at 23. So but they also have another rookie out of Iowa State who is really good in Xavier Hutchinson. Mm-hmm. Like they are loaded at receiver. They have like, I doubt Robert Woods is there next year. I don't want to say like 100%, but so maybe Mechie can fit in that wide receiver three role eventually. They used pretty good draft capital on him. So I think it's interesting, Trent. If you believe in his talent, I like it.
Yeah. And I don't think he should be unrostered in any dynasty leagues. Like if he's on your way, that's a good guy to hold on to. Like, especially if you have leagues that have, you know, taxi squads for up to 2 years long. But I don't know if we need to talk about anything else in this game, but I really like all the pieces on it. Like
it's good. Stroud, yeah,
Stroud Murray. I think it's good.
It's a great fantasy game. One of the better ones we have this week on the main slate for sure.
Mm-hmm. Phil, anything else, buddy?
Nope, that's it. I know Jordan was also excited to see Lat Murray get a touchdown and get some big runs there, huh, Jordan?
I had a lot of him in DFS, so yes, I was, Phil.
All right, let's. I am taking Houston.
I'm going Houston too.
I got Houston. I hope they lose though, but I got Houston.
You going Bird Gang?
Yeah, trip? I think I'm gonna go. I'll go Cardinals. I'll go Cardinals there.
All righty. Moving on here. We have the 5-5 Raiders coming off a hot 2-game win streak against the 6-3 Dolphins. I think if they win 3 and they beat the Dolphins, like this has the potential of a Cinderella story here, Trent.
Yeah.
The current total right now is 46.5. Miami is favored by a whole bunch at 12. No starts, no sits in this game. Has the clock struck midnight, Trent? Is that what we're thinking here today? Like obviously fantasy, this on the Miami side has an opportunity to be a fun game, but what do you think the clock has struck midnight on this Raiders team, Trent?
Here's the deal. If the Raiders win this game, they honestly should get like a trophy or something because no one thinks they're going to win. And the best place to get a trophy is Trophy Smack, guys. So go to www.trophysmack.com/dudes. Get 15% off your whole entire order, guys. They got participation awards. They got last place awards. They got champion awards. But yeah, this is something like this Raiders team's totally different right now. People have been saying I look like Aiden O'Connell with this mustache. I don't know why. But this Raiders team's totally different, but go over to Trophy Smack and make your league totally different, guys. Go get a nice little trophy, you know, last place award, first place award, whatever it is. It's not too late to make your fantasy football league better. But yeah, I don't know if this clock struck midnight, Phil. I'm more curious, like, is Devin Achane going to suit up? And if he does, are we plugging him in our lineups? But Raiders, they're playing tough. Like I don't think they're going to win. I think the magic runs out, Phil, if that's what you're saying.
You think traveling the magic to Miami. Runs out?
Yeah.
He was limited on practice on Wednesday. I have a feeling that he suits up, but it's kind of tough to know what he's going to look like. Jordan, what are your thoughts there?
No, I mean, that's kind of what I have in my notes is that like it's a really good spot for the Miami run game. I just don't know who's going to be carrying the ball, you know? And if Achane's active, then it's just one more guy. And I think McDaniel kind of said, like, you have a weird presser about it. Like it was a weird comments, but basically just said like, if he knows he wants to get out there and start playing. So I can't imagine he gets a big workload, but it would be the first time that they have a bunch of guys active. So I think it'd be the first time that Wilson, Achane and Mostert would all be active. And so there's just a lot there and it's a great spot though. I don't know how to use the spot, how to take advantage of that spot.
Yeah. Dolphins, I think, are going to smash here. The Dolphins don't beat good football teams. Like you look at who they've beaten. They don't beat like contenders, but they absolutely dummy bag bad teams.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to dummy bag put it on them.
They put it on them too. Like they don't let up. They just keep scoring.
Mm-hmm. It's very possible we have two Miami Dolphins running backs with 15 plus points in this game.
Which yeah, two, it could though? Be like it could be like that Denver game.
Yeah. No, it, but it which could two, be like Trent? I think Mostert for sure. And if A-Chain plays, I think he scores. Like he's just
but like it could be Jeff Wilson or Ahmed. Like they're gonna use all four running backs probably.
Yeah, it's a mess. But firing and Waddle, I believe, is playing. Tyreek Hill, good. This is a great Tua spot.
It's such a good Tyreek spot. Like obviously, you're always playing Tyreek, but like he's gonna smash this week.
And Waddle was full practice participant on Wednesday. Okay. Just for what it's worth, Trent.
No, that's good. Devontae Adams, you're firing him up. Is it a decent Josh Jacobs spot? How are the Dolphins against the run?
Okay, it's like a solid spot, I would say.
You just have to hope that the Raiders can keep it close enough to keep Jacobs active and they don't just, you know, fall down 21-0 or something because they're going to get Jacobs just, ball.
They might just run the ball every play just so they don't, you know, slow the Dolphins down. Yeah, the Miami's like mid-pack. They allow 16 fantasy points per game to running backs. Yeah, about mid-pack.
What about Jacoby Myers? Are we excited for him in something like this?
I'm not
playing. He was kind of quiet last week. Yeah.
I don't know if you can play Myers. The only other Raider I kind of like, and it's where, like, because it's tied in, is Mayer. I think Mayer is just a tad interesting. Just because it's tied in, you know? So...
Yeah, Mayer had, I think he had 5 targets last week, had 3 receptions, and he had a really nice TD catch in that game. Showed off that athleticism, you know, that he had at Notre Dame, Phil's favorite school. But yeah, 5 targets, 3 catches. I'm going to say Dolphins win this game. I don't know if we need to touch on it anymore. No. Seth, anything? You know, I feel like you're kind of our Jacoby Myers guy of the pod, Seth. Is that true or is that false?
I mean, I guess. But I don't know. I don't know if I want to trust any Raiders right now, just in this game at least. I mean, maybe if the game's like out of hand, like obviously they're going to be throwing the ball a lot and they might just be playing cover Siberia the whole second half. And, you know, and the Devontae Adams and Myers have good games receiving because they just get thrown the ball every play. I mean, that's maybe their only chance, I think. But I'm going to take Miami here.
So Seth has trouble trusting the Raiders, and is that because of Raiders fans or just because of the football team? I'm confused.
Probably both.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, that's I'm going to say, anyone going Raiders this week?
No.
I'll take the spread if you guys are willing to.
No.
All right, never mind.
This is a sick joke I'm tired of hearing.
Close your ears.
Close
all right.
Your ears and mute your mic. No, just...
All right. We have the 3-7 Bears versus the 7-2 Lions. Current total right now is 47. Detroit is favored by 10. This is an awesome spot, I would imagine you're going to say here, Jordan, for a lot of the Lions offense. What are your guys' thoughts here? Basically, you're just dialing up your Lions. That's about it, huh?
Yeah, I like the Lions here. Laporta, obviously ASB always. He's been really good. I don't know if you guys looked at like just his production the last like 5 weeks.
Yeah,
he's been amazing and super consistent. Super consistent. And then so Gibbs outsnapped Montgomery 58% to 38% last week. I would imagine it probably stays about 60-40 is what I think, but I still think but Gibbs did get the 1 yard touchdown last week, which was interesting, but it was also after a long run by him. So I don't know if that's why they kept him in, but, or maybe he's taking that role from Montgomery, which would really hurt Montgomery's value quite a bit. If he's not going to be the guy who gets all those goal line carries. And then on the Chicago side, go ahead, Trent.
No, I was just saying, I think that, Montgomery maybe is kind of getting, you know, his lungs back too. He did break off that really long run that saved Montgomery. I think Campbell likes both of them, but Gibbs definitely seems like he kind of pulled away finally, like he's finally getting it. But sorry about that.
No, on the Chicago side, Fields playing helps all of them, I think. Like, it's not the best matchup in the world, but if the Lions do what I think they can do in this game, the Bears will be chasing from behind. So, like, Komet, Moore, I think are fine. And then Fields is fine too. Like, you probably have him on your, you've been holding on to him. You got to play him. So
I agree. I'm going to say Lions win this game. One pride, Seth. What do you got anything else you want to say? Or
I'm definitely going for the Lions here.
So it's kind of a Lions pod.
It is a Lions pod. And you know, we know the fantasy dad's really not repping the Patriots. He's got his Lions hat on. Also, listener Steve repping the Lions. So Lions all day. Moving on here. We have probably America's game of the week. We have the Seahawks versus the Rams. 6-3 Seahawks versus the 3-6 Rams. Current total right now is 46. Seattle is favored by half a point. Trent, you have a sit in this game.
Yes, I have a sit, and I'm ready for you to sit saying that the Seahawks are America's game of the week every single week, because
America's team, baby.
It's just you go to it a lot. I have Cooper Kupp, and that's just it's ugly. Do we know if Stafford's playing? Have we heard anything? I know they didn't put him on IR. Okay,
I think
that hurts a little bit. But the Seahawks actually haven't allowed a receiver to top 89 yards since we haven't had a receiver top 89 yards since week 3. And they've played New York Giants, Cincinnati, Arizona, Cleveland, Baltimore, Washington so far. So, I'm going Cooper Kupp is my sit. I don't like it with Stafford back, really, but this is just kind of a bold one here is my sit. And clearly you can't sit if he's on your team, but
I think because of the draft I think capital. The only way this one really does really well if Puka just has a good game, right? And that's kind of how the offense moves the ball. If they run well and they can throw the ball to Puka, I think that's how they're going to get beat. And I actually think I might like Puka more than Cooper Kupp in this game, but also Cooper Kupp has also just completely destroyed the Seahawks in years past. So
yep.
Who knows?
Yeah, this is definitely one that could just absolutely blow up in my face. And it's like, he's wide receiver one on the week, but I think Seahawks have actually played pretty decent against the pass this season.
They have gotten better.
They've gotten a little bit better, and they got the one thing that I'll say is like, I have a feel, Seth, correct me if I'm wrong. I feel like this is not a DK game.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think DK. He usually struggles against the Rams for one reason or another. I don't know what it is, but I just don't think it's going to be a DK game at all.
In any rivalry game, DK always has something come out that's yep. Does not help.
I almost made DK my sit of the week. He scored a touchdown against the Rams in week 1, but since then he has only one other touchdown. So it's just kind of, maybe he gets back in the end zone this week, but you guys are saying he kind of struggles against the Rams. I don't pay close enough attention to DK. I did think it was cool that he gave his jersey to Logan Thomas after the last game. That was kind of a cool feel good story. You know, Logan Thomas said, "My son's a big fan of yours. Would you mind giving me a jersey or something?" And he gave him a jersey. So kind of a cool thing. You want to check that out on socials. But while you're at socials, remember to give us a follow at TFF Dudes on Twitter and Instagram. Remember, don't be rude. Share the dudes, guys. Jordan, you got any notes on this game?
Well, my note was, bounce back for Cooper Kupp, ? You kind of answered that with your sit. My only problem with your answer, Trent, is have a little more conviction and just say you don't play Cooper Kupp. Don't give the old, well, you probably can't. He's my sit, but you probably can't sit him because of the draft capital. No, like, have some conviction and say don't play Cooper Kupp no matter what.
Fine. Do not play Cooper Kupp no matter what, even if there's a fire.
Jordan just gave you some life advice. Jordan just
When you draft a guy in the first round, it's hard. I understand someone being like, I'm playing Cooper Kupp. He's been hurt. He's back. Matthew Stafford's back. I'm going to play him. But I still don't think it's that good of a matchup.
Then say, like, don't give the caveat like, well, you probably can't sit him because you're draft capital, but he's my sit of the week. No, just be like, he's my sit of the week. Don't play him.
Yeah.
Should I edit?
Give him some other dad advice, Jordan. Give him some other dad advice. Like open car doors, hold the door open at the restaurant. Like if the place is full and there's a lady standing, give your seat up. Like anything else you want to you know, give this guy
conviction in your have conviction in your beliefs and don't waver on them.
Is this a moment of silence or is this an awkward silence?
I guess you could just backpedal when you're wrong. You know, that's fine.
Yeah.
Well, that's what he does. He sets himself up for that because he gives the excuse like, you know, like you probably will start him because you have to because you're – no, like if you drafted a sucky player, you draft a sucky player and don't start him.
This sounds like a bitter guy who drafted Cooper Kupp.
I'm probably going to play him because I have Christian Watson. What? Who else is my option?
Like, I think everyone else who drafted Cooper Kupp's in your same boat. That's the problem.
No, but I didn't say that he's not my sit. He's your sit. So okay. You should say you shouldn't start him.
Best thing I ever did in my – well, this will probably backfire on me now – is I traded Cooper Kupp, you know, a couple weeks ago in a Dynasty League, and I have felt great since doing that. And I didn't even get that much, but I did get a first-round draft pick for it. So, but I do have Puka in that league also. I'm going to say Seahawks win this game, and you guys got to remind me to update the background there, guys. It was the wrong game. So I'm going Hawks. Jordan, you going to go Rams? Rams house?
No.
Okay, Hawks
Nation, baby. Let's go.
Usually you don't
even,
have
to ask.
It is in LA.
It is in LA, which I guarantee there's going to be yeah. All right, moving on here. We have the 4-5 Chargers versus the 3-6 Packers. Current total right now is 44. LA Chargers are currently favored by 3. No starts or sits in this game. I think we can get through this one pretty quick, guys. Let's just jump into like some good stuff here and move on.
Is this the game we can finally play Quentin Johnson? Like what has to happen for him to get more involved?
If Keenan Allen doesn't play, then yeah. But if Keenan Allen's playing, I don't know if you can play Quentin Johnson.
A lot of weird stuff in Chargers camp. Jordan, you did talk about, you know, Bill Belichick going to the Raiders. There's leaked rumors coming out that it looks like it's probably the Chargers where he's going. I don't know if you've seen that.
That would also make sense too. Yeah.
Yeah. So Chargers is another spot.
He doesn't seem like a Chargers guy though. Like, I don't know. Like, Raiders would just make so much more sense for Belichick. It just, the fit seems cleaner, but I don't know.
Is this a good? No,
I'm just going to say it's like an awesome Eckler spot. Like that's the thing that most stands out the most to me, like really good Eckler spot.
Yeah. We're having, you know, a little different pod next week for Thanksgiving week. It's going to come out on Wednesday. And I don't know, like we're going to talk about kind of like fantasy football things we're thankful for. I don't know if anyone who drafted Austin Eckler is thankful they drafted Austin Eckler, if you know what I'm saying. And maybe this is the spot, just maybe, that Austin Eckler makes you, you know, go into the Thanksgiving holiday thankful he's on your roster. But yeah, if it's not here, then where, Jordan? Anyone on the Packers side we're excited to play?
Watson. I mean, like, this should be the game for him. If it's
he
not,
had targets.
I don't know.
He had targets last week. They just didn't connect. I think he had 7 targets.
Because his quarterback's not good at football.
Yeah.
It's only his rookie year though, Jordan. So
it's true. He's a rookie, Jordan.
You're right. He's a bad rookie, but he's a rookie.
Yeah, second year rookie. Jordan Love has a 60.7 completion percentage. It's just not good. And big shoes to fill, too. I don't know. I almost like the other Packers receivers more than Watson. It seems like Dubs and the rookie over there had a pretty solid game last week. I'm going to say Chargers win this one. Got a buddy Chargers going to this game, which is kind of cool. Bolt up. Phil, what are you doing?
I'm going Chargers.
Seth,
getting back
what are you
to
doing?
500.
What are you doing, Seth?
I'm going to go.
Seth's computer's malfunctioning, unfortunately.
Brian ingested all that smoke from his cigar.
You're good, Seth.
I'm going Chargers. I don't think this Green Bay team's good.
Okay. All right. What we got next, Phil?
All right. We have a game here, folks. I think a couple of weeks ago, everyone was saying this could be an absolute terrible game. Kirk Cousins out, and Jordan just took a deep breath and exhaled. So I'm worried that he's going to disagree. And Justin Jefferson was out. But this game is shaping up to be a lot better than I think people originally expected. This is the Sunday night game, folks. Vikings 6-4. Josh Dobbs, we're going to talk about it a little bit, Jordan. Broncos 4-5, coming off two games here winning, and the current total right now is 43. Denver at home favored by 2.5. Jordan, you have a sit in this game, but is there anything that you want to just kind of drop, you know, drop some knowledge here, Trent, on Josh Dobbs, Russell Wilson? Wilson's looking like 2013 Wilson. Like, what's up here, guys?
I'll go to Jordan first.
No, he has a sit in this game. The exhale was because you said it's such a great game, and I looked, and it was Minnesota-Denver. And then I was waiting for the Russell Wilson name drop, and it took you about a minute. I was surprised at how long it took for you to get to Russell Wilson. But
you have a start in this game?
Yeah, I do have a start. Alexander, so my start's Ty Chandler. Madison's
like
concussion
it.
Protocol. I don't think he plays. Obviously, if he plays, this is like he's not really – but like – this is a start, assuming Alexander Madison doesn't play, which these guys have not been coming back within the week from the concussion. So Chandler played 44% snaps last week and had 15 carries after Madison went out. I think he had 15 carries for 45 yards and a touchdown. I saw this stat that Madison has like over 100 rush attempts with zero touchdowns, and Ty Chandler has like 20 when one touchdown. So I think all 15 of those were like last week, so a good chunk of them were in the one game. Denver gives up 27 fantasy points per game to running back. That is the most. They give up the most rushing yards, and they've given up 13 rushing and receiving touchdowns to running backs. So this is a really good matchup for Chandler in an increased role. Denver just got gashed by the aforementioned Lat Murray on this pod and James Cook. So it's just a really good spot for Chandler. I liked him. I think he was at he was in Tennessee for a little bit. I think he might have been at North Carolina before Tennessee. I'm not 100% sure on that, but I know he was at Tennessee in college. He was pretty good in college. I think the Vikings used like a mid-round draft pick on him I think last year, or maybe it was this year. I don't know. Is he a rookie or not a rookie, Trent?
He's not a rookie.
Yeah, I think they used like a third, fourth round draft pick on him in that'd be 22 draft. But yeah, I like Chandler a lot this week. I think it's a great spot for him.
You know, no one really wants to talk about it, but I agree with you, Jordan, but no one wants to really talk about it. The weird thing is the Broncos, you know, they just beat the Bills, which I know the Bills had 12 men on the field. So that's kind of silly for the win. And they beat the Chiefs, you know, before their bye week. The Broncos are kind of stringing things together. Russ isn't playing terrible. He hasn't thrown for over 200 yards since week 3, I believe, but he did have 17 fantasy points against the Bills. So he's not like an absolute terrible play, but then on the other side, and that probably helps too. The other side is, you know, our boy Dobbs is over there. So,
Jordan, yeah. I think that's the only way you get hurt, I think, is if Dobbs runs in the touchdown. Like he has, I'm looking at his stats right now. He's had 4 games in a row of rushing touchdown.
And like,
yeah.
At least 6 or 7 attempts. Like, I know, I think you're right with the Chandler thing, but I think the only way you get messed up is if Josh Dobbs runs it in when Chandler probably should be getting the ball, like, which I think is actually like a decent like chance of happening.
I think Chandler could break off a long one. Like Cook was close to breaking off runs.
Yeah,
like literally the one where he basically passed the ball to himself on the ground. You know, he fumbled and got the ball and kept running. Like I think Chandler could break off like a 30-yard touchdown run in this game. But I think then on the other side, Javonte's in a really good spot as well. And he looks good. Like he's starting to look like the old Javonte that we were so excited about. So I like the running backs in this game quite a bit.
The other weird stat, did I talk about Justin Jefferson or no?
No.
No.
Vikings record with Justin Jefferson this season is 1-4. Vikings record without Justin Jefferson is 5-0. So
I think that's noisy, but I mean, it's noisy. Don't know if there's much. Yeah,
it's noisy, but it's still fun to, you know, just think about it a little bit. And Jefferson probably not playing this week. It looks like I think you're gonna have to wait one more week.
I thought maybe he was going to, but
O'Donnell said something weird today about him, like he's getting better but not ready or something.
Do you think there's a chance they hold him out till after the bye? They play Denver, Chicago, then bye week, and then come back with Raiders. They come back with Raiders, Bengals, Lions, Packers, Lions. So, like, I could see them holding them out until after the bye week.
Do you think he'd be practicing in limited fashion, though, to wait three more weeks or four more weeks?
Maybe he's just
because he's lit. I did see saying unlikely to play.
Like,
so,
what does limited mean? Limited could mean he's doing stretching and running some routes with no contact. That's a limited practice, you know. Like, there's various degrees of limited.
I would agree with you, Jordan. Like, saying that he's doing a little bit today, a little bit tomorrow, like, that doesn't mean that by he's doing a lot of it by Sunday evening. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just, I doubt it. Like, he's probably, you know, in the plunges and
they're not going to rush him back at all.
He was doing cold plunges before he was come back. Like, let's not act like cold plunges is a practice routine, please.
Cold plunges and essential oils, baby. That'll get anyone back into the game. Do we want to drop who we're taking here?
I think you can play Dobbs still. He's only 66% rostered on Sleeper, which is still pretty low. I think this is a
great spot for Dobbs, man.
Yeah. Hopefully Addison can get going. And Hawkinson going to keep getting after it. That guy's getting targeted like crazy with Dobbs. Does the Viking magic end here? Is this the spot where we don't see it? You think it keeps going?
No. Skol.
We've all picked against the Broncos, all of Skol. Us guys, the last two.
Oh, weeks. No, I'm going Broncos. I'm Skol. Going Broncos.
Broncos country. Let's ride, Phil.
Skol. Let's ride.
I think I'm going to go. Man, I'm going to go Vikings. Broncos shouldn't have won that last game. But I'm going to go Vikings. But I'm cheering for you, Phil.
Thank you for your cheering and I mean, yes, exactly. That's the problem. And I feel like the Broncos have beat in back-to-back weeks. They've beat decent teams, and yet you're still Chiefs questioning them.
Yeah. They shouldn't have beat the Bills.
They keep it close, though.
They keep it close.
All right. We have the 4-5 Buccaneers and the 6-3 49ers. Current total right now is 41.5. San Francisco is currently favored by 11.5. I'm sure that point total just sends shivers down your spine, Jordan, seeing as what happened to the Jags. No starts or sits in this game, but let's get into it here.
This is actually a really hard game for the Bills. I feel like they need to win. They're out of playoffs at the moment, the Bucks. I believe. Bucks. Sorry, I went the wrong number there. Just ignore that. Then what I just said. Bucks.
But it is a really tough game for the Bucks. And they have two. It's going to be. It might be a rough game for really anyone on the Bucks offense. Just like with the play that we saw on the defensive line for the Niners, like. I don't know how much time Baker is going to have.
Well, that and Bucks are allowing the highest passing yards per game right now. So this could be, I don't know if you need Brock Purdy, if they'll need Brock Purdy. I think Bucks are a little bit better against the run, but I think CMC gets back in the end zone. Maybe a game that Debo gets going again here still too, but Bucks are vulnerable through the air, so probably a good Purdy spot too. I don't know what Purdy's rostership is right now, but what do you have, Jordan?
No, I just like the San Francisco passing game. I like Purdy a lot. I think Ayuk, Samuel. It's just such a good matchup for the passing game here. So I like Purdy. I like the receivers. I like CMC. I like all the Niners here, and then I think Evans is probably your best Your best bet, and then Rashad White too, just because of volume. But those two guys on the Bucks side.
Yeah, I would lean Rashad White over him just because if Baker Mayfield's having no time, like it's possible Rashad White has like six catches for like 30 yards. You know, like he just gets a tons of points and catches just because he's having no time to throw the ball. And so he's dumping it down to Rashad White, which he already does. But it is possible the 49ers defense just completely stalls this team and nobody has a good game. Like that is a very real possibility. This game could be ugly really quick.
Yeah. The 49ers have given up 100 plus receiving yards in four straight games. So I think that's since the Dallas game. But yeah, the pass rush is going to be the problem. I'm going to say, you know, start your Niners. The only guy I can't see doing good is it seems like Kittle doesn't do good in like blowout games. He's more of like the gritty
last
games
week. Last week he was good, Trent.
Was that?
I think
before,
I said the same
though,
thing last week too.
Was that before it was like out
first
of hand,
half or second half?
Yeah,
I mean he had a 66-yard bomb.
Yeah, yeah, he's on fire right now. But and you're never going to sit Kittle. But
no,
he's always the guy that I feel like I say that with every week.
I'm going San Fran here.
I'm going San Francisco.
Niner
gang, bang, bang, as Phil always says.
All right, moving up here to the game that Trent was referring to initially. We have the 4-5 Jets versus the 5-5 Bills. Current total right now is 40. Buffalo is currently favored by 7. Aaron Rodgers was on Pat McAfee saying that he feels like he will be back after the Thanksgiving holiday or around the holidays, I think was the
he
actual
said mid-December, quote. Which is crazy. That's a month from now.
And you guys were all calling me crazy. You guys were calling me crazy. I said he was going to be back. I called it.
I think
it.
The
I
only
said
chance this
back.
Guy comes back is if the Jets have like a legitimate chance at like playoffs. Like if they have a small chance, he's obviously not coming back. I don't think so.
I have had knee problems for the last 6 years.
Why?
And go ahead.
He will, Seth, because he wants to prove that he can do it.
He
wants to prove everyone.
But like his aid, I don't know. I don't know, man. I think he might value his career maybe above coming back to a 4-10 team, you know. Like
I think he's already proved that point wrong, though.
Yeah, you might be right.
That preserving his career, like he's already walking like with an Achilles injury, you know, like it's crazy.
Yeah, I'm still skeptical that he actually is able to come back in mid-December, but
it's
I think that he wants to do it. I think the fastest thing I've ever heard is that I think there was a soccer player. Who was it? He came back to play in the World Cup. No, he came back to play in the World Cup 6 months out, or maybe it was the Euro Championship. It was a big international tournament. Came back 6 months after tearing his Achilles. And that was like crazy fast, which is crazy fast. 6 months to go from tearing your Achilles to playing like a major soccer game. So like the 4 months that Aaron Rodgers is trying to do or the 3 months is absolutely insane. And it doesn't make sense to me.
It doesn't make sense. But if it works and he does not get hurt, like that's like a medical breakthrough. Miracle. No, I don't even know if it's a miracle. It's like a medical breakthrough. Like that means like if people want to rehab, like whatever he's doing, like follow that protocol, like that could be, it's an actually insane.
Yeah.
Dark rooms in ayahuasca.
Okay. Fantasy wise.
Pretty sure
though,
Phil did that after he twisted his ankle, but
I did not. I did not do either of those things. I do not recommend doing any of those things. I do recommend cold plunges, though.
He does like dark rooms, though, for some reason. I don't know.
Zach Wilson has thrown one touchdown pass since the bye week. And that was a decent spot versus the Raiders to throw a TD pass. I think Buffalo comes out really mad here, plays physical. I know their defense is a little beat up. You can play Breece Hall. Garrett Wilson's still playing really well. I think Bills, Josh Allen has a good game. Ken Dorsey got fired. Basically, does Ken Dorsey get fired if the Bills don't put 12 men on the field?
Probably.
think so.
They were so bad. Their offense, is so bad.
If they win, you still think they fire him? But weird team. Then you have the, you know, Stephon Diggs, his brother, tweeting about him.
Yeah, that's needing so to weak. Leave.
I think there's more drama to this whole story than they're acting like there is. I think Stephon Diggs is upset that he's not getting the ball more. So with that said, I think this is a smash step. Well, Jets are really good on defense, you know.
It's not a smash. Diggs,
it's not a smash. Jets no, Jets
D is good. Really good, man.
He's good. Yeah. So I don't know. Bills lost the really Jets good. Once already this year.
I got Jets winning this game.
You think Jets win? You think the dumpster fire Jets continues?
Win. I think Buffalo's a mess right now. I think it's an absolute mess over there.
I'm gonna agree with Jordan here. I'm gonna go New York.
I'm gonna go Buffalo.
I'm going Buffalo.
Yeah. We'll see. Yeah, Josh Allen did not have a good game. They just have to cut back on the turnovers, but sometimes after a firing, guys kind of pull it together, right?
Yeah, but Trent, we've been talking about you. We've said the same thing year after year. Josh Allen needs to cut down the turnovers. He doesn't cut down the turnovers. It's not like, and they've been winning in spite of that, like the last couple of years. But I don't know this team. I don't know. It just feels off to me with this team.
Do you think and the defense is really beat up. They have some key starters missing, but yeah. I don't know if the Jets have the offense to really get it done. Is the thing.
Yeah, like, but if their defense has a pick six or, you know, if their defense is getting pressure and creating short fields for this offense, like, this is a tough matchup. This is one of the tough. This Jets defense is like a top five defense, like, in the league. And it's why if Aaron Rodgers hadn't got hurt, this Jets team would probably be really, really good.
Yeah.
You know, they don't need much on offense to win games. Like, they're not that far off from the Browns defense. The Browns defense essentially is winning them games, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'm hoping, I don't know. I have a lot of Bills players. I'm hoping they bounce back. But yeah, I'm going Bills. And maybe that's just me being hopeful.
No, I'm with you there, Trent. I'm going Bills as well. All right, moving on here. Are you going to say something else?
No.
Okay. All right. Moving on here. We have the 6-3 Cowboys against the 1-8 Panthers. Current total right now is 42. Dallas is currently favored by 10.5. Jordan, you have a sit.
Yeah, I got Adam Thielen as a sit here. Dallas gives it the third least fantasy points per game to wide receiver. The second least receiving yards to wide receivers. It's less than 1,000. Thielen's production has dipped down dramatically over the last 2 weeks. He is 5-29 and 6-42 the last 2 weeks. This is a brutal matchup. Like, there's no other way to put it. A brutal matchup. The Cowboys have really responded the last 3 to 4 weeks with their defense. And I don't trust Young in this matchup to get Thielen the ball. Maybe he gets you like the seven catches for 60 yards. I just don't see the upside in this spot. I don't see the big play ability. You need to rack up the PPR points, the catches. So I don't like Thielen at all in this spot.
Yeah, it's a really bad spot. And Cowboys side, fire up your guys. Fire up Ferguson, fire up Lamb. I don't think I'm willing to play Brandon Cooks again, even though he just went, you know, absolutely bananas last week. What do you think about Pollard, Jordan? You want to sit him?
We talked about how they couldn't like get a better spot, and then he gets a better spot the following week. Like, Carolina is literally like one of the best spots for running back. It's like Denver and Carolina. Those are the two best spots for running backs. So, like, I don't know, man. Pollard, I got suckered into the Pollard thing last week. I'm probably gonna get suckered in again because, like, do they just go back to throwing the ball all over the yard again? Like, I don't know, but this is such a good matchup for Pollard. Like, I can't ignore it.
Well, this stat here, which is not good, is Tony Pollard is the only running back with 7+ rushing attempts and 0 touchdowns since week 2.
Carolina is just such a good spot for running back. So
In a deep league, I'm curious to start Rico Dowdle in this and just, you know, maybe he gets.
If you think they win by 30 again, I think it's worth it. But this is, I mean, Bryce Young's a little bit more capable than Tommy DeVito. So
Tommy DeVito was a missed opportunity. Well, it's still coming up, but that just seems like that's the type of guy that like would join this pod with us. You know what I'm saying? Like he's one
probably,
of us.
Yeah.
Like,
you when know? He's selling cars in 3 years, he might join the pod with us.
Seth kind of reminds me of a Tommy DeVito, you know, like Seth, aren't you Italian?
I am Italian. Yep.
And you have an Italian.
If I'm being compared to like a NFL quarterback, I'll take that as a compliment, man. I'll take it.
Trent, you know, I'm also Italian. Why do you go to Seth for being Italian?
Yeah, Trent. What's your problem,
I don't
dude?
Know. Do you want
me? My grandpa's name was literally DiGiorno. That was my grandpa's last name.
I know the pizza company. Yeah, but you don't
you know
his
you know
like Seth does.
I don't know what did you say?
I don't know what he said. I didn't hear him.
He said you don't
live
with
your parents like Seth does.
No, that is not true. It's so stupid.
But hey, Jordan, yeah, you're Italian too, man. My bad.
Yeah. Sorry, Mr. DiGiorno.
At least Seth married an Italian man. Seth, your kids have quite a bit of Italian in them.
Yeah, my kids are actually more Italian than me, if that even makes sense. But yeah,
it does make sense. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a very small
fraction.
Actually,
if you think about it, it makes perfect sense.
That's usually how it happens if two people who are Italian marry each other. Yep.
Yeah. Let's skip the health lesson and let's keep going on, Phil. What do we got next? Everyone's going to Dallas.
That is. Trent, you are so dumb.
What
everyone
do we have
is going
next,
Dallas. Right? All right, moving on here. We have the Titans that are 3-6. Jaguars just flipped that record around, 6-3. Current total right now is 40. Jacksonville is currently favored by 6.5. I'm going to kick this over to my Italian Jags fan. Jordan, what are you thinking here?
It's pretty simple for me. I think it's a pretty good bounce back spot for the Jaguars. The fact that Vegas has them 6.5-point favorites makes me feel a little bit better about the team in general. Yeah, I think I like Etienne here. I like Kirk, Hopkins on the other side. We'll see what Trevor Lawrence can do here. It's a better throwing spot, but I just trust Etienne a lot more. And then the Ridley thing is Calvin Ridley. I don't really know what to do with Calvin Ridley anymore. So
I think
Just play him,
man. I hate saying that, you know, but like, just do it.
You know what the best thing that Calvin Ridley's doing this year is? He draws a ton of pass interference calls.
I know.
A
that's
a ton of them.
I see. And every so, time like, I see a pass interference, I just like want to like jump out of a window. I'm just like, dude, like, can we just like catch the ball? Can we play through PI and catch the ball? Like, come on, dude. Like, you're trying to draw a foul, but like, just catch though.
This just sounds crazy, but like, I feel like Calvin Ridley is almost like a better real life football player than fantasy football player at this point in his career. Cause I think he does good things on the football field. He just like, I think he draws coverage on the defense. He draws a ton of PIs. Like, I think he's probably drawn probably 7 or 8, 9 PI calls this year. Like, and I know Doug Peterson has mentioned that, like how he's doing good things on the, like he does a lot of good things on the football field. Just the production is not there. So, but Doug Peterson also mentioned there's a lot of noise around, like he mentioned they need to take more deep shots. Like they need to be more conscious and like intentional about throwing the ball deeper, which I don't know. That sounds like Calvin Ridley deep shots to me. So maybe we get a Calvin Ridley game.
Trevor Lawrence is going to go off this week because I dropped him in a fantasy league that I'm doing terrible in because just out of spite, just like to break the curse. So Kyle Pitts, Trevor Lawrence, buy those guys. They're going to go off now because they're not on my roster. So yeah, fire up T-Law. Trevor Lawrence is behind Baker Mayfield in fantasy points right now for, you know, just to tell you how bad he is. Baker's QB 16, Trevor Lawrence is QB 17. And a lot of guys have Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence got drafted. He was probably about the fifth QB off the board, but he really could bounce back and win you some championships because there's knuckleheads like me who don't want to deal with it anymore. And he might've got dropped, but actually, his roster ship's probably, you know, 80%+, I would imagine. But I'm going Jags win this game. Anyone going to go Jags. Different?
I'm going Jags too.
All right, King of the Jungle. What do we got next, Phil?
All right, we have the 2-8 Giants versus the 4-6 Commanders. Current total right now is 37. Washington is favored by 10.
And Seth's cousin over there at QB for the Giants, which is kind of cool. Tommy V. Saquon Barkley, maybe if he's going to have a good game, maybe this is the game. I love Sam Howell this week. You know, NFL passing yards leader right now. He was last week. Is he still? I need to see an update on that. I believe he still is leading the NFL in passing yards. Bounce back.
It's him and Stroud, right?
Yeah, it goes him, then Stroud. Yeah, I like Terry McLaurin bounce back game here, and hopefully Jahan Dotson gets it going too. Anyone on the Giants side you want to play besides Barkley?
Nah, just Saquon.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't even like Saquon either here. Like, it's just like the Commanders are going to make him throw the ball, and so I don't even know.
You might just get all the – you might get like eight dump downs, though. You know, you get the eight receptions.
Hope you get some eight dump downs and Barkley makes some plays. Like, that's what you're hoping for.
Yeah, it's possible, though. It's definitely
– oh, for sure, 100%. Yeah.
This sounds gross, but can you stream the Giants' defense in this – or the Commanders' defense in this game? Like,
why is that gross?
I don't know. The Commanders just aren't that good of a defense. You know, they've kind of Tommy took DeVito all their – is... Yeah, you don't have the pass Tommy rush. DeVito's... I know Tommy Vito's not good.
Like, I don't – I think you can. I think Commanders are fine.
Mm-hmm. I'm doing it.
Okay.
Trent, they're a 10-point favorite. Like, okay. I mean
– Yeah.
They probably there's nothing wrong with playing a Evens as a 10-point favorite.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I'm going to say Commanders win this one. Anyone going to go Giants? Seth, you going to go against your cousin Tommy?
I'm going Commanders, man.
Commanders.
Tommy might have an offer you can't refuse. All right, what do we got next here?
Can we...
The Godfather. Have you
seen
that?
He's not going to stop. How long will it take before this guy stops? I want Daniel Jones back.
You can't refuse.
Yeah, no, I'm following. All right, we have the two 6-3 teams here. We have the 6-3 Steelers versus the 6-3 Browns. The current total right now is 36.5. Cleveland is currently favored by 5. I think Trent said this a little bit earlier. This might be the two most boringest teams ever, but I think this is going to be an interesting one. Trent, did you say knife fight? Like, it's just going to be ugly. Like, it's just going to be a like, there might be, what is the total on this one?
How are the Steelers 6-3?
That's 36.5. You could probably cut the point total in half, and I would still not be shocked if it was that low. Like, it could be a Chiefs Denver game, the 6-9 game that the Broncos won. Like, I could easily seeing that happen. Seth, to answer your question, how are the Steelers 6-3? I don't know. It's definitely not Kenny Pickett.
What's their schedule? It's got to be garbage, right?
Well, here's the thing. Don't the Steelers have like less offensive stats than like anyone they've played this year? Is that right? I saw something like that on social media, Jordan. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's something like that.
Their defense must be putting them in good field position. It's my guess.
So they beat the Browns week 2. That's the game where Chubb got hurt, and their defense pretty much won that game. They beat the Raiders. They beat the Ravens 17-10. They beat the Rams, and they beat the Titans, and they beat the Packers. So really their only good wins is the Ravens. That's their only good win.
Only good win. I will say this is the reason why. If they don't have a forced fumble, they have an interception. If they don't have an interception, they have a forced fumble. They create turnovers. Like, they give up actually a lot of yards, but they give up they get turnovers.
No, yeah, for sure. That's what I was going to say. Like, it's because their defense puts their offense in decent positions. But this is going to be an absolute rock fight. Like, I think it's just going to be brutal, you know? Yeah. So I don't know. Like, I think
catch you can me play never Jerome watching Ford. This game.
Yeah. It's just one of those divisional games. Like, I like Jerome Ford. I think they lean on Jerome Ford with DTR starting. So, and his Pittsburgh defense will give up yards. So,
is it DTR? Is it PJ Walker?
DTR starting.
Okay.
Yeah, he's starting. So, and then I think like Cooper's tough with DTR. They're just not going to throw. I think they're going to run the ball a ton. Maybe some option stuff with DTR. He can run the ball. So I think on the Steelers side, like Jaylen Warren's fine, but this Cleveland defense is literally the best defense in the league. So I think it's Cleveland, Dallas, Baltimore, Jets are all probably top four defenses in the league. So like as far as like real life defense, but it's just a brutal matchup. And this Cleveland defense, man, they're gonna do their best to get DTR like the best field position he can, and they know if they want to go to playoffs, it's how they win. Their defense is going to have to win them football games and keep it close.
Yeah, both of these teams are giving Trent Dilfer a run for his money for that team that made a playoff run in 2001. Harris has had a touchdown three of his past four games. Maybe this is a Jaylen Warren spot, Jordan.
It's a lot better Warren spot just because, like, if they get down, they're going to have to throw the ball, and I just don't see them letting them get beat on the ground. And Jaylen Warren can have those dump downs and the pass catching. And so I think it's a Warren. If you're going to play anybody on the Steelers, Warren's the only guy probably in play for me. I know Freiermuth coming back, but I can't do it.
Is this the game that Pickens finally has another, 80-yard touchdown or something? Like, that guy's been so frustrating this year.
Did he do it the last time against the Browns?
He did. I think I had him as a sit, and he did that, or one of us had him as a sit. And the thing is that might be the next guy I need to hate drop, just for the sake of fantasy football players everywhere. It's going to happen. I got the all duds team over here, Calvin Ridley, Trevor Lawrence, George Pickens, Kyle Pitts. Yeah. So, Jahan Dotson.
I got Cleveland.
I'm going Brownie. Yeah, I'm going to go Cleveland at home for Nick Chubb.
Seth, go ahead.
Browns.
I'm also going Browns.
Okay, last one of the slate here. This might be the best game of the week. I'm excited for this one, Phil.
Yeah, no, I would agree with you. This is a great game. We have the 8-1 Eagles versus the 7-2 Chiefs. Basically a repeat of last year. Current total right now is 46. Kansas City is currently favored by 3. Seth, you have a sit in this game. But yeah, Super Bowl rematch, Kelce Bowl. I'm sure that, Mama Kelce will be repping both jerseys. Taylor Swift will likely be in the Swift will be there. Both Swifts will be there, DeAndre and Taylor.
True.
So overall, it's Seth, let's go into your sit.
Yeah, so my sit is Isaiah Pacheco. The Eagles recently have been really good at – they haven't allowed a running back to have over 100 rushing yards. They have given up some receiving games, but Pacheco's not that receiving back. Like, we see Jerick McKinnon is the receiving back there. I don't think the Eagles give up a rushing touchdown right here unless there's like an unfortunate like tackle on like the 1 or 2 yard line on a play. I think that's the only way I get hurt here is if Pacheco has 40 rushing yards and touchdown. Like I really don't think Pacheco's going to get more than 12 points. Like, I think he's going to get less than 10, but I don't think he's going to get more than 12. Like, I think you're only going to get hurt. You'd be happy if he got 12, obviously, if you started him, but I don't think he's going to get there. Like, don't start Pacheco if you don't have to. So,
all right. I don't know if I like the other side's running backs either. Chiefs defense is really good.
It's a tough matchup for both running games. It's a lot better matchup. I mean, quite frankly, the Chiefs defense is good at everything. Like, it's a tough matchup for Hurts too, but like, and I know Hurts is banged up. There's been a lot of stuff coming out about that. But like, it's a better passing game spot for the Eagles than it is running game. As good as Swift's been, I could see them getting Swift involved in the passing game, but I'm assuming Goddard's out, right? Goddard is out this week.
Yes, yes, he's out.
Yeah, so that gives
he's
a bump.
He's getting surgery on his forearm, so.
Yeah, that gives a bump to Devonta Smith. I don't know, like, what other tight ends. I think it's like a Jack Stoll, I think, is who's there. Like, I don't know if
they're not
really
gonna be relevant.
Yeah, so, like, it's a bump, maybe, like, a Julio Jones. Like, maybe Julio Jones bump, maybe, you know, in the red zone type of deal. So, it's going to bump somebody because they were using Goddard quite a bit.
Devonta Smith's numbers without Goddard are really good. Like,
it makes sense.
Yeah, I traded Devonta Smith right before he got hurt for T. Higgins. So, yeah, it's evident that Devonta Smith goes off this game. And I think it's a good spot.
Like I mentioned in my sleeper section, like, it's an elite spot for the KC passing game. You have to think they bounce back in this spot. Like, this Eagles defense is getting shredded by opposing teams. It's like there's not a better spot than this week. So, Rashee Rice, Justin Watson would be my favorites of the wide receivers. But I think that a wide receiver gets it done this week, or Travis Kelce. Like, I mean, but it's just an elite spot for the KC passing game.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce is definitely getting it done this week.
Yeah, with T. Swift.
The parents, both the parents are also, the parents are mm-hmm. the parents are being met this week too. So there's that.
Wait, what? Really? What are you saying?
It's Meet the Parents weekend.
For who?
The parents are meeting. They're both parent. Both T Swift's parents are going to be at the game, and they're meeting Travis Kelce's parents for the first time.
This is going to be the most annoying Monday night game ever.
Most be really fun to watch, but I cannot wait for like the first 5 minutes of the broadcast. Just seeing that, like, her face, I just can't already.
Why you can't wait for that? Why?
No, I can't. Like, I just can't. Like, you ever heard that statement? Like, I just can't. No, I just don't want. I don't care about the story. Okay,
well, just shake it off, Seth.
Dumb.
yeah, I don't know. Yeah, Travis Kelce I'm going was in Eagles Argentina last week. So I think I'm going Chiefs. Taylor Swift.
Eagles are taking back the Super Bowl this week, baby.
Yeah. Travis Kelce thinks, you know, that might his future father-in-law might be in the house. I think they win.
It's a good point. That is a great
point.
We need scores. Phil, give your I'll give mine first. I'll go 51. Trent.
I won, so I go second, right? Is that how it works?
You're in third. You have three. Yeah. So it goes leader to loser. And
you said 51?
Yeah.
I will go 55.
Dang it, Trent. Seth? I'm going.
No, it's Seth.
You're in
it's
last,
Seth.
Buddy. I'm going to go 49.
All right, Phil.
52. Did you say 52?
No, I said 51.
Okay.
All right, I'm going 52.
Perfect. All right, guys. Hey, that does it. Remember, don't be rude. Share the dudes. Really helps us out. We will see you on Monday. Thanks for tuning in as always. And as always, guys, I'm sorry for my little mess up on that one part, but live and learn. And as always, take care.
This has been another episode of the Fantasy Football Dudes podcast. Remember to rate, review, and follow. For more information, go to www.thefantasyfootballdudes.com. And remember, we are sorry for absolutely nothing.